Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. Not only is Bluehost Cloud our fastest web hosting available, but it's also built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you can get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com, coming to you from Bud Walton Arena here. Wednesday morning, I published a story that was titled, "Can Arkansas Steer Clear of an Early Upset?" And here I am 2 days later after the Razorbacks fall 78-72 at home to UNC Greensboro. Arkansas becomes at least the sixth ranked team to drop a game to a mid-major so far this year. It happens, you know, seems like on a daily basis throughout the country early on. I was worried about it. I wrote about it. I'm still semi-stunned that it happened. But a bad matchup plus a trap game scenario is a recipe for a loss, and that's what happened to Arkansas tonight. I wasn't planning on doing a video, if I'm being honest here. I was gonna save that for the Bahamas next week, but we gotta talk about this because it wasn't pretty. It was unexpected, but it happened. And so here we are. The first non-conference home loss in 36 games since Eric Musselman took over at the helm. His first non-conference home loss in 58 games, dating back to his time at Nevada. It hadn't happened in 8 years, 8+ years, but it did tonight. If you don't come to play against teams like UNC Greensboro, you can get got. And that is exactly what we just saw, because Arkansas was not prepared to play in the first half, and they ran into a buzzsaw that was more aggressive, more physical, more assertive, and they threw a haymaker and put Arkansas in a deep hole and that they ultimately weren't able to climb out of. I always say you have to be 10 points better than the Razorbacks to beat them in Bud Walton Arena. And I think UNC Greensboro was tonight, and that's why they got out of here with a win. Arkansas mixed up the lineup. They went with some small ball. You saw Jeremiah Davenport inserted as a starter, maybe for a spark. Trevin Brazil moved down to that center spot. Didn't work. It didn't work because Arkansas was getting bullied at all five positions early on. And so they had to make some adjustments there. And those didn't work, if we're being really clear about things. The offense looked, I've used this before, but it reminds me of Space Jam. You know, when the aliens come, they take the NBA players' talents and store them in the basketball, they become the Monstars, and you got all the really good players running around out there like they don't know what they're doing. That's what it looked like in the first half. Arkansas had 12 first-half turnovers. Credit to them for tightening up and only having one in the second half, but it was wild just getting flat pickpocketed in the open floor over and over and over again. Their guards. And that came as a surprise to me because I felt like they were making progress in the area. They only turned it over four times the other day against Old Dominion, but a dozen in the first half. Man, just getting the ball swiped right away from them. And then it was either leading to a layup on the other end. I think it was 16 points off turnovers, off of 12 turnovers in the first half. Or it became frustration fouls. You saw Caleb Battle get ripped twice, fouled a guy right away. Afterwards, you saw Makai Mitchell do it at one point in the second half. It was rough stuff there from an offensive standpoint in the first half. And defense, it was more of the same. And my Musk said this after the game, the same areas that have been plaguing them, defending the dribble drive, defending the three, they're problem areas. So they're going to have to make some adjustments and get this figured out, because what they're doing right now isn't working, and they will. But it's certainly a problem now. You know, Keyshawn Langley, he went nuts. It's UNC Greensboro's best player. That's always an area of emphasis in an Arkansas scouting report, is limiting, containing the other team's best player. The dude went nuts in the first half. He had 18 of his 23 in the first half. They didn't really have an answer for him. I thought Arkansas did much better in the second half, especially Tremont Mark defending him. But man, when you let a guy get off like that, and you look up at halftime, you're down 14 points. That's tough. It's just a tough hole to climb out of. Musk was all over L. Ellis during a timeout. He looked a little uneven there. I think he had four first half turnovers. He got benched. Trevin Brazil struggled with some physicality inside. He looked like he was going to be on a heater early, but kind of fizzled out. And they just kept trying to rotate guys in and figure it out. But they struggled to find any kind of rhythm or consistency on either end of the floor in the first half. They were on their heels. They were in foul trouble. And there was a weird vibe in that building in the first half. They got it charged up after the break. They fought back. They clawed back. Kudos to them for that. I think they cut it to four, maybe even less than that at one point. But when you have to expend so much energy to dig yourself out of a hole, you don't have enough gas left in the tank to finish the job. They fell right back into it. I think they cut it to four or five there at one point later in the second half. Next thing you know, you snap your fingers, UNC Greensboro is back up 10 or 11. And they were able to hold on there and just get out of there with an impressive win on their part, a stunning loss for the Razorbacks, who shot 4 of 23 from three-point range. I think it was 1 of 17, 1 of 18.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At one point, they hit three of them late, after the game was pretty much decided. They made it a little bit interesting there at the end, but I thought maybe Arkansas had something with that lineup during the comeback. They had Devo, Tremont Mark, L. Ellis, Caleb Battle, and then Chandler Lawson. That was a group that I thought was engaged on the defensive end. Just kind of a renewed sense of energy offensively, especially Ellis and Mark. They were really attacking the rim, which is probably something they should have done more of in the first half. Devo was good in the middle of that zone, making decisions, knocking down some jumpers. But if they went to the bench, there was a huge drop-off, noticeable drop-off right away, whether it was TB subbing in, which is a surprise to me, or Makai when he got a shot there. When it wasn't that group of five on the floor, UNC Greensboro went on a run right away, every single time. So, the rotation's still kind of in shambles. They got to figure out some things there as well. It's just wild. I've seen Bud Walton Arena empty early now two times. In my 4 years covering this team, once was Kentucky on senior day last year, and then tonight against UNC Greensboro. And I talked about that combination of bad matchup and trap game. UNC Greensboro was up double digits on Arkansas last year. They were leading them by five at halftime, and the Hogs really had to grind that thing out to steal a victory last season. And this group brought a majority of that team back. All of their best players came back, and they were able to get the job done tonight. Their physicality, the way they defend, they mix up some looks, and then they knock down some timely threes, and they were able to pull the upset tonight. It's a tough matchup for Arkansas. No excuse. They should have won the game anyway. But you combine that with you got one more game to get through before you're heading to the tropical island, heading to the Bahamas for this showcase event. People can say, they're not looking ahead. They're focused one game at a time, whatever cliche you want to insert in there. But there's something to be said for that. And I think when you come out of the gates as slow and as sluggish as Arkansas did, you got to wonder how focused they were coming out, because that didn't look like the Arkansas team I've seen through any games. Even the struggles they had against Old Dominion the other day, we didn't see that from this Arkansas team. This was a first, and it's a concern. Here's the deal. This sucks. It absolutely does. It was a bad loss. It was bad timing for this loss, and you kind of have some bad vibes before this trip to the Bahamas. That's not what you wanted. You wanted to be rolling in there feeling good about yourself, highly motivated, and maybe with some confidence and a little bit of momentum. It's going to be the opposite of that now. So, on the other hand, the wake-up call was coming for this team. You would have hoped maybe it would have been Monday in a winning effort, but sometimes you got to take an L to really do some introspection and figure shit out. And I think, hopefully, that's what we're going to see with this Arkansas team. Muss wasn't happy. The staff's not happy. The players aren't happy about it. But what are you going to do about it? So hopefully for those guys, it's message received, because how do they respond now? It ain't getting any easier. These four games here, and these are some scrappy, good mid-majors. We figured that out tonight. But it gets real now, okay? Because you go to the Bahamas, you're going to play three NCAA tournament caliber teams. You come home, you got Duke. Okay, so you compare the first four games to the next four that you're getting ready to play, it's a different world. And so you got to have a short-term memory, but you also got to have lessons learned from a game like this and kind of a renewed sense of urgency. Listen, Arkansas, a motivated and locked-in Arkansas team, this team can go to the Battle for Atlantis next week and they can win that thing and bring home some hardware. Three wins, come home feeling great. This version that we saw tonight against UNC Greensboro can go there and take three L's and come home in a world of hurt. Maybe it'll be somewhere in between, I don't know. But it's gut check time, right, early in the season, and that's the beauty of it. We're 2 weeks into a four-month season. So it's frustrating losing in Bud in a game like this. Can't happen, man. Everybody agrees with that, but it's not the end of the world. Okay? And so it's all about how you respond, pick up the pieces, and learn from it moving forward. And you got to go back to some of the things you've heard from us throughout the course of the preseason up to this point. An older team, a veteran team, a mature group, a coachable group. Well, they're about to get some tough love, and we'll see how they respond to that. But if all those things we heard were true, then they'll respond the right way. We're not going to know until we get out there and see them play on Wednesday against Stanford in the Bahamas. So until then, we'll sit and vacillate about it. Tough for a Razorback fan, I get it. With everything going on with football right now, you got this Florida International game that nobody cares about Saturday night, and to have a loss like this with the basketball program, this is where you come to get your mojo back, right? So that's a tough one, okay? But erase it, move on, because there's a lot of basketball left to be played. This is a really good team. Just like we see every year, they got some things to work on. They're not a finished product yet, but the end result could be very, very good if they respond in the ways that Musselman's track record has proven that they're capable of doing. Next time you see me, I'm taking the vibes to the Bahamas, okay? We're going Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses. We'll be out there to preview it. We're going to see if we can get this team back on track down there. It's going to be an awesome experience anyway. It's a great showcase opportunity for Arkansas to get down there and build their resume. They're going to be playing on national television. A lot of eyes on the Hogs. We'll see if they come out there ready to play. It's been Curtis Wilkerson, hogsports.com. Tough night tonight, but we'll catch you next time.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.